One way to stay thin is to avoid dessert, but that can be difficult. Some are just too hard to resist. For the past 46 years, the Kern family of Kentucky has been baking some very special pies.
We strongly suggest that it be served warm. That's when that chocolate starts to melt, and that's when the flavor really blossoms.
Alan Roop's grandparents created the recipe.
It is a little hard to describe. It's actually a blend mainly between California walnuts and real chocolate, and a kind of real crunchy but gooey at the same time.
The Kern's first pie was baked at the Melrose Inn in Prospect, Kentucky, back in the 1960s. The dessert became a hit in the region, located just a few miles from Churchill Downs, where they run the Kentucky Derby. In 1968, the Kern family decided to trademark the name Derby Pie. Ever since then, the Kern's Kitchen Company has been fighting off imposters from around the country. Every time he finds one, company president Roop takes action.
Generally, what I'd like to do is make a personal call myself to the powers that be, whoever that is, depending on the situation, and let them know that we do have a situation that we need to address, and let them know that Derby Pie is a registered trademark, and then I turn it over to the lawyers and have them send out a more formal cease and desist letter that we ask folks to sign off on, agreeing not to further infringe on the mark and acknowledge the trademark.
When people find out that they've infringed on the Derby name, Roop says most are happy to back down. Still, they've had to sue the likes of Bon Appetit and PBS for violating the trademark. But Roop understands why they have copycats.
Oh, it's a good pie. It's a good pie. Basically, it's all we do, so it better be a good pie.
Alan Roop, president of the Kern Kitchen Company, the real Derby Pie is available by mail order.